Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
2511-371-0023-0237.
0237. Okay. Let me pull up your information real fast.
Okay. Steve, we get a bunch of these things a day. And the phones, you wouldn't believe the phone calls we get a day.
I'm guessing and about basically, a million.
Oh, God. But anyway, what I wanted to tell you, and this way I don't waste your time either.
Okay.
We have a loan with a company called Cabbage. Are you familiar with that company?
I sure am.
It's crazy, and we're looking for a long-term loan.
Okay. We can get into that into a second. Let me just make sure that I'm talking to our person here real quick, okay? Is this Supreme Motor Car?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm guessing you're David?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And just in case we do get disconnected, what's a good phone number for you?
814-456-8030.
8030. Perfect. Okay. And then I do just have to confirm some things here just to make sure. Still at, let me see here, 2910 Peach Street?
Peach. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Erie, Pennsylvania. It's 16508.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay, and how do you structure your company? Is that a LLC or is it?
LLC.
LLC, okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
Since 2001.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, so, you know, we have many programs here, so, you know, depending on your specific needs, you know, let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the direction here.
Well, this Cabbage thing for 60
yeah.
grand we got, the first 4 months' payments are $9,700. That's ridiculous. And that's, of course, we knew that, but we made a mistake.
Okay. On that Cabbage loan, how much did you take out?
We have right now, I think we owe them 50-some.
Okay.
We took it almost all out.
Okay. So are you looking to refinance that or pay that off and then just have
a different
kind of loan?
Well, I'd like to get a new loan and have them pay that off and then maybe get a few extra bucks for our business.
Okay. So let's talk about that real quick. If we can pay that loan off, how much are you looking for? How about that?
Well, we owe them, let's say 60 to round it off, and then we could probably use another 25.
Okay.
So 85 probably.
Okay, that's perfect. Okay, and what are you, you know, besides paying off that current loan, what are you going to be using it for?
Well, we have a used car lot.
Okay.
And, you know, inventory, equipment around here and, you know, doing odds and ends and stuff like that, you know.
Nice.
Maybe
okay.
hire a couple or a lot guy again or something, you know.
Okay. So I'm just doing some hand notes here. Okay. So when you speak of inventory, you mean just like some new car? I mean some old cars?
Cars and then some equipment and, you know.
Okay. What kind of equipment?
We can use a new compressor if we really, you know, wanted to. And, you know, some hand polishers and, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
Steam cleaner.
Perfect.
Okay. More so that stuff than inventory. You know, we have floor plans mm-hmm. for our inventory, so we don't really...
Right on. Okay. That sounds pretty good. Now, when you took out that Cabbage loan, why did you take out the Cabbage loan?
Well, we were misled on that, and I'm going to be honest with you. When we got that loan, they said we are going to go long-term, just in a short time. Well, they never did. So I think
okay.
we got lured into a false statement, you know?
Okay. What's the term on that?
About a year.
A year? Okay. So you're looking for something. How long are you looking for?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, it says here in your brochure here up to 72 months.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a 5-6 year loan would be nice.
Okay. Now, why did you take out that Cabbage loan? Were you trying to do the same thing, just kind of like inventory?
Well,
type
yeah,
of thing?
At that time, inventory, but you know, we used it to do some a lot of lot work and stuff like that, you know.
Okay.
building, now, did, you know, just a lot of things.
Sure, yeah, I gotcha. I deal with this all the time, trust me. I mean,
okay.
You know, I'm going to be upfront with you. I do this all the time. I'm one of the senior reps here. I've been in the business for quite a while.
Good.
So, you know, I want to make this work for you, you know.
Yeah, and everybody we've been talking to, oh, my God, what poor cocky attitudes. Oh, my Lord.
Trust me, I know what you mean. We do it all the time. So, you know, we have people that call around all the places, and they say, oh, everybody's been, you know, dicks, you know. We're not like that here. You know, we've been in business for 14 years. You know, we kind of know what we're doing over here. So,
right.
So, you know, I'm always going to be upfront with you, too. So I'm not going to hold anything behind your back and then be like, oh, no, this is what I said, you know. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, yeah, of course. And because it is unsecured, that's why they're doing that 1 year thing.
Well, of course.
Yeah. So with that $50,000, what were you planning to make on that? Like, did you have a certain, like, return on investment?
You mean on...
On the cabbage money.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, exactly. But you know that payment got crazy, and then they were supposed to turn that into an installment, a longer installment. And you know, coming into the season that's not as good, that $9,700 is a lot of money.
Is that a month or is that a week?
That's a month.
A month, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a certain like? How about this, a monthly payment, like you're comfortable with?
That we'd like to be at?
Yeah.
Well, of course, we're like everybody else. The less amount, the better. But, I mean, I don't know, a couple grand, 2,500, you know.
Okay. Okay.
1 second.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you're fine. Okay, so
yeah. What was your first name again?
My name is Steve.
Steve, right.
Yeah.
Steve, you know, I mean, like everybody else, the less some payment, the better, you know what I mean? But then again,
absolutely.
We don't want it to hang out for 30, you know, we want to get it paid off too, you know.
Yeah, of course. And that's why, you know, the return on the investment is very important. That's
right.
You know, that's one of my main focuses here. If you were to take out, let's say you pay this loan off, and you take out a couple extra, you know, like the $85,000 you're saying, that would pay off the loan. And you could use it for some inventory. Now, how much would you make off of that?
Even if we did buy some inventory?
Yeah.
Well, we do, in sales here a year, we do probably $600,000-$800,000 in sales a year.
Okay.
So, I mean, we'd get a pretty good return on that, you know.
Sure. Okay.
And we're very low overhead here and, you know.
Okay, that's understandable, which is totally fine. And I'm in the business to make you guys money. I'm in the business to make you guys.
Yeah, of course, right.
Band, you know what I mean? If this isn't going to work for you, you know, I don't want to give it to you. You know,
yeah,
I want
exactly.
Your business
and
to expand.
And it has to work for us, and of course it has to work for your company, too. That's understandable.
Of course.
We're all in the business to get on the plus end, you know?
Sure. And, you know, we're a relationship-based bank here. So, you know, one transaction is not going to keep our doors open. You know, we kind of want to, you know, do business with you over a long period of time. So, you know, that way one day when you call up, you're like, hey, man, I need some more cash. Perfect. I'll
right.
Teach you. You know what I mean? Now, when it comes to these working capital loans, you know, like I said, I'm going to be upfront with you. When it comes to these working capital loans, because it is unsecured cash, it's pretty much, I'm giving you this money. Here's $85,000.
Yeah, with no guarantees that you'll get it. I understand.
Exactly. So, based off of that, you know, of course, what I do all the time is I get you qualified for the best program that we have, you know.
Right.
Longest term, the most amount possible, and then we work back from there. That's the easiest way to do it, and that's how I always do it. So even if you get approved for, like, you know, $250,000, you know, you don't have to take all of that. You can just take what you want.
Yeah, I was saying, like, $85,000 would be more than enough.
Sure. And so, with that being said, too, the longest term on a working capital loan, you know, is about 36 months. Now, the thing that you have in your hand, that's for equipment. So, that's like collateral. Like, that's if
right.
You're trying to buy a piece of equipment, then, yeah, we can do 72 months. But with these unsecured loans, it's the most you're ever going to see is about 36 months. Now, I understand if you're shopping around and, you know, people will say, oh, yeah, we do 72 months unsecured.
No. Right,
know,
I understand
that's,
that.
That's
yeah.
Crazy.
What would that payment be?
Well, it depends. It depends a lot on, you know, what your sales are, but you told me your sales are $800,000 a year, which is very good. Your time in business is awesome. And also, what's your credit at? What do you think your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Yeah. Late sixes.
Okay. Late sixes. Okay. Now, because you are already dealing with a cabbage loan, so you obviously know how it works. So it's, you know, right. Either daily, weekly, or monthly. Now, for the first time customers, it's probably going to be in the weekly or daily payments. Now, the nice thing is, though, is if you want a monthly payment, you can. You can, you know, you can pay it all up front if you want and then just do a monthly payment. But to build that relationship, this is the most important part when it comes to unsecured loans. You have to build a relationship. Even if, you know, if you're shopping around, if you like somebody else, right. That's perfect. But the thing is, right. Stay with them. Don't shop around.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Because that's the most important. Once you build that relationship, then it opens up a whole world of doors for you.
Well, I am going to be talking to Cabbage later today and to see if we can get that a little more differently, too. No guarantees that they will do it, but, you know.
How long
we're already through them.
Yeah, okay. That's so fine. And how long have you had them for?
Oh, God, probably a year-ish.
A year?
Yeah, right around there.
Okay. When are you going to be paid off on that, do you think, if you didn't take out ours?
Less than a year.
Okay.
I'm going to call them and get some more particulars. I got a little lost on some of this.
What are you lost on? Maybe I can help you out.
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, all of a sudden, of course, we borrowed. I guess where I'm lost on is why they didn't go longer term, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're like nailing us with this short term, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Did they promise you the world and they didn't end up giving it to you?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, that's one reason. You know, a lot of these people just try to get, you know, just to submit, you know what I mean? And sometimes their credibility goes out the door when they do that kind of crap. Now, it's still unsecured, so, I mean, it might be that might be why. And, you know, I don't know what your credit score is, but that definitely helps or determines, you know, the length of the term.
What do we have to go through, Steve, for you to check us through?
Probably pretty similar to Cabbage. I know it's going to be just the application, the 6 months of bank statements, and just
the I see the app is right behind this stuff.
Yeah. And
so
I can
what would I do, fill that out and get it to you?
Yeah, we can do that. I can send you an email, too. It might be easier that way.
Okay.
That email will have all the list of, you know, little things I need. But, yeah, let me just ask you some more. You know, I really want to get into your business and understand, like, what's going on here. So, let me see here. Have you gone, like, to anywhere else? Like, I know you're dealing with Cabbage, but have you gone, like, to your local bank or anything like that?
You know, we've talked to them, but nothing serious, you know.
Okay. Nothing serious?
No.
Okay. Do you have a certain time that you would like to, you know, get this? Like, do you have a deadline or anything?
No, I mean, the sooner the better.
Okay. That's perfect, yeah. Okay. Perfect. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely think we have here something for you, man. I would love to help you out. You know, I want to make this work for you. You know, I want your business to expand. I want you to grow.
Sure.
But, yeah, let's see what we can do for you. I definitely think I could help you out.
Do you want to email me some stuff where I can take a harder look at it?
Yeah, absolutely. What's a good email for you, Dave?
All right, RONROTUN, Ron Rotun, at live.com.
At live. Okay.
Mondays are hectic, so I'll try to get that looked at today.
Sure, no worries. Yeah. Right on. How did you get into business? Just curious.
Oh, God, father, just been years, you know.
Yeah. Kind of like a family business type of thing?
Oh, yeah.
Right on. You going to pass it down?
Nah, girls now, so no.
Okay. Right on. That sounds good. Okay, yeah, so I'll send that email on the help list. And what's going to happen here is that once you get that stuff over to me, I'll take a look at it. And then I'll probably give you another call, and I'll just, you know, go over a little bit of things if I, you know, just to give you some feedback.
Okay.
All right. Do you think you should be able to get that over to me today, or?
Yeah, should be able to by the end of the day.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, let's shoot for that, and I will give you a call tomorrow, I guess.
All right. Okay.
All right, David. Well, you appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, of course. Have a good one.
You have a good day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.